ECD Night Talk.
What are you saying?
Me.
I'm not gonna lie. Senior year, 1,010% me. Not even a question. And then we step in.
All right, welcome back to Night Talk.
Welcome back.
Here, Ryan Boleyn
and Josh Supernaut. And who do we got here with us today?
We got Simon Rivett
and Zeke Dodd.
Yeah, so let's get into it. You guys are two captains on the basketball team this year. We want to have you on to just talk. So who are you two and how are you known around campus?
So I'm Mr. Dodd's son. He's an English teacher. Yeah, that's how most people know me.
Only way they know you? Any sort of...
I mean, like... Yeah, so if you're an underclassman, you'll probably know me for my dad. And then I'm also pretty recognizable. I'm like the tall kid with the bright orange long hair. So, yeah.
It's pretty iconic.
I'm Simon. I don't know. I'm just a regular student. I mean, I play sports and stuff.
All right. So, you know, what originally, way back when, what made you want to get into basketball? Or was it a specific person or a team or what was it?
So I actually started off playing like soccer when I was like 4. That was tough. I kind of regret quitting. But so my brother also played soccer and I just didn't want to be like him. So then I was like, all right, let me like be my own person. So I started playing basketball. And my neighbor was also really into basketball. And he was in high school when I was in like elementary school. And he was basically like my first coach and trainer basically. So most of like my hours after school, I spend like outside under the streetlight with him, just getting shots up, stuff like that. So he really honestly inspired me to be who I am because he like paved the way for me to start playing.
Yeah, and your brother went to this school, right?
Yeah, so my brother is Jacob. He graduated in 2019 or 2020. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he played. He wasn't good, but he played.
I know. He was on, I think, the baseball team, too.
Yeah.
We're in the hub today. It's a questionable recording spot. We've got a bunch of kids going in and out.
One of the glass classrooms.
The tunnel. Yeah, but what do you guys think about the senior tunnel not being the senior tunnel anymore?
Listen, I feel like when the senior tunnel was the senior tunnel, it still was kind of useless. Like, nobody really enforced it. I've been walking through the senior tunnel since freshman year.
Oh, he's out saying that. He's
a little like,
expelled us, man.
I feel like nobody really did anything about it, and there's nothing really to, like, it didn't really do anything. You can cut through, but there's, like, no actual purpose of it besides the cut.
You didn't feel cool walking through a tunnel?
I'm not going to lie, no, because nobody made it, like, there's nobody made it, like, seem like an important thing to use. It was just kind of there for like your convenience.
I do remember some people getting mad about it, though. Some teachers would get mad about it.
Well, what Miss Hutchinson was telling me is, I asked her a while ago, is that basically the seniors used to like exclusively hang out in the library.
Yeah.
So it made sense to have them cut through there because, you know, their homeroom was in Haberlant. So, but now that we don't, it's just like there's no reason for it to exist, which is fair. I mean, especially now this classroom's in here, I get why they're getting rid of it.
Yeah, the hub's also not like the greatest place to learn, or at least I would say, because it's the learning hub, right? But all the classrooms are glass, right? So you can always see your buddy just walking straight through, waving at you, always doing something. But it's just so hard to focus when there's just people walking past you. So
yeah, same stuff happened when they used to have classes up in the upper level before the classrooms, and it's just like didn't actually change.
Yeah, I remember I had sophomore geometry. Every time, like when we had the lunch period and we had geometry, people were just running through our classroom. And I was like, what are we doing here? Yeah. It was ridiculous.
It's weird because they always seem to have empty rooms. I don't know why they keep using this one.
Yeah, there used to be some, I think there was one room where there wasn't anything going on. I think there was one room in the entire school, and that was the one near Mr. Roderick's office. Is it Leeds Corridor? I forget the names.
Yeah.
But it's the one that's close to Mr. Roderick's room.
Yeah,
next
that
to
was
like
the Spanish room.
The Spanish room. But
didn't we have creative writing in there too?
We did.
Yeah.
We did last year. But the one next to it is what I mean.
I've never been in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now it's Miss Machi's room, I think.
Yeah.
Like permanently. So all right.
Pulling back to basketball.
Back to basketball. How did last year go? And what were some highlights and lowlights?
All right. So, I mean, last year, it wasn't too good. I'm not going to lie.
Last 2 years,
they were rough. We were in Division II, so we were playing schools like Pullman, Lincoln, Shea, these schools with like 1,500 kids. It was like, it was absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, we lost a lot, but I mean, we kept it close for like, I'd say the first,
up until like halftime to third quarter, the game would be close.
The game would be close, and then we just kind of ran out of energy because these schools have like 300 boys trying out for their basketball teams, and we don't even have tryouts.
Kids. We don't even have 300 kids in our
school. You say you want to play basketball, boom, you're on the basketball team. So it's like, I mean, for what like we were given, I think actually we did really well considering we had maybe four kids that actually played basketball, and then we had five other kids that just were doing it to hang out with their friends. And we're going against these massive schools where they're like identity is, oh, we're going to be a good basketball team. Like, we play all year round. This is like what we do. And I mean, we lost, but we put up like good fights for some games, and like we tried, and everyone got like so much better when you look at them at the start of the year to the end of the year. Like from me sophomore year when I started playing varsity to like now, I've gotten so much better. We had played D3, which we're playing now because we dropped down, I would be nowhere near as good as I am now because I didn't have to play against these like freak athletes that are
like 6'7",
that are dunking on everyone.
So, just looking at, I mean, just like things, you said you put up a good fight, but just what can you guys do to make this year as good as possible, make it even better?
I think we just gotta, like, work together. We're basically the same team we were last year. We lost our senior, Spencer, who was really, really good. He was
our scorer.
Yeah, he was our scorer and, like, the heart of the team, but we picked up freshman Gabe. He's gonna be nasty, and we just gotta realize we've been playing together for a year or two now. Some of us have been playing together since freshman year. So we just got to work together. We got to, like, sit down on defense. We got to do all the little things that coach always talks about. And, like, the rest will come naturally as long as we – like, I know Simon's play style. I've been playing with him since I was 14 years old. So, like, I know how he works. I've been playing with Harry, Caesar, Nelson. So, like, once we just, like, start to mesh, I think it could be, like, we could go far.
And we got some newer kids. Like, he mentioned Gabe, but also, like, kids last year have gotten so much better. Yeah. Like, Maddox has become a great shooter. Max is becoming a great player. Like, everybody is stepping up this year, and I think, like, you can see as a team, we definitely want it more.
Yeah, like
we're tired of getting beaten.
Yeah, we got the pieces. We just got to kind of put them together, and once we do, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Talk about your coach. Like, how has he just made you guys into what you are?
So, Coach Sink, you can't really describe him as a man. Yeah. You know, you have to meet him in order to know who he is. But he's an interesting guy. You know, he just loves the game of basketball. That's all you can say about him.
his life is basketball. Like when you're playing basketball with him, it's literally in his mind is life or death. It's like if you're not playing as hard as you can, you're gonna go out there. He describes basketball as a war, like playing a game. He's like, if you lose, you basically die. That's how he sees it. So he's like, you're practicing like you're going to war and you don't want to die. That's what his thought process is. So he's really intense, but it all comes from, I think, a place of like love. Like he likes everyone. Like he can be really mean. Like there's some people, I'm not gonna lie, Harry Priestley.
Yeah,
he's so mean to Harry. But it's
to get his favorites.
Like not even favorites.
He has least favorites. Yeah, he has least favorites.
And so he'll be really mean. But it's just he just wants to see you succeed. And it's just the way he does it is really, really aggressive and sometimes OD and like rude. But like at the end of the day, he's trying to like break you down. So like when you go into a game and you got some kid trash talking you, it's like my 70-year-old coach says worse things to me at practice.
Without him, like when you look at it, we only have 200 kids in our school. You know, our basketball team is also our soccer team, but he makes us turn into basketball players.
Yeah, 100%.
Like he's able to work with us to where, you know, even if you're not the best at basketball, you're gonna end up working with the team to be able to compete.
Because
he pushed us enough to be able to compete with the schools, like he said, like Lincoln or Shea or whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, I think he just helped build an atmosphere that it is. Like, if I'm not trying, why am I here? That's basically how I think about it and how I think he made me start to think about it, where it's like, I'll slack off and like I won't run as hard as I can in practice, and I'll be like, oh, like, that's messed. Like, because coach is always just drilling that into your head, like, run as hard as you can, play as hard as you can. Yeah.
Sick impression.
He'll be screaming at you, and it just kind of like gets that voice in the back of your head whenever
Harry,
like you're doing something.
Shot since July 5th.
Yeah. So he just like, I kind of have his voice in the back of my head telling me, like, lock, like, you got to lock in. Like, you got to go as hard as you can at all times. Otherwise, Coach Singh is going to get pissy.
Looking back to your earlier years, how do you two think that you've grown from, like, your earlier years? And how do you think you've grown into, like, your leadership roles? And are there any, like, particular role models who were, like, seniors when you were, like, freshmen or sophomores or whatever who have, like, you've sort of stepped up to?
So over the years, I would say our captains were Blake and Spencer, yep, pretty much. And the way that they helped me grow really is they made me realize, like, okay, do your role, be a part of the team, and then make other people do their role and become a part of the team. So, like, if your main job is to be a lockup defender, then work hard on defense, get the ball, and then on offense, just move without the ball and create opportunities for others, you know? So it's not really like you have to do everything. It's more just like you have to get everybody to do everything together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
With this being your last year on the team, who are some leaders that you're expecting to step up once you're gone?
When we're gone? Oh. So I feel like in the junior class, we only have one kid. So it's Ryan Duclos. And then I think sophomores we have right now, like, we have a lot of sophomores, but there are two that are going to play varsity. I think our biggest leaders are going to be Gabe, the freshman. I think it's going to be Max Tuthill and Maddox.
Yeah, I
think
Freddie.
Yeah, I think those three are going to be, they're gonna be big when they're when they're older. I mean, like, Max is the quarterback for the football team, so he's already got, like, that leadership mentality. Gabe, he's a dog. Like, he's nasty. So when he grows up, he's going to come, like, naturally to him. And then Maddox, too, he's going to be one of the older guys. He's been playing with us since his freshman year, so he knows, like, what it's like to be at a varsity level. And he's seen Spencer, who was our captain. He's going to see me and Simon and all the other seniors, like, pushing people to get better. And I think just being in that environment, he's going to grow with it. And then it's going to come naturally to him when he's a senior as well.
Nice. So just talking to those underclassmen, like, if you had to give any advice to them, like, things they need to improve on to, like, really get to where you guys are at now, what would you say?
Honestly, just effort. Like, one of the biggest things I see is, like, people will have the skill, but they won't put in any effort, and they'll kind of, like, they'll weigh themselves down with that. But if you just put in, like, the littlest bits of effort, it's going to snowball effect and, like, run for the loose ball, you know, dive on the floor for the loose ball. But, like, just do the little things, do the things that'll, like, make you try harder, because if you're trying hard, your teammate's going to see that, and, you know,
1,000%.
Like, even if in practice, like, me and Caesar, we would talk stuff to each other, you know, especially yesterday we were going at it, but, like, it's all love in the game, you know, so you have to be able to have that competitive atmosphere so you can make one another better.
Yeah, pushing each other to be better, and I feel like that's just in general.
That's,
like,
everything.
In everything, right?
Yeah.
You're always just put in the work, and you're going to get where you want to go.
I also think, like, another part of basketball that's big is the mental side of the game. Like, it is, I mean, it's not going to be as bad from D3, but, like, D2, you're going into these packed-out gyms, and you're sitting there, like, I remember I came in as a sophomore, so I'm 15 years old. I'm going up against these 18-year-old kids, and there's, like, hundreds of students in the fan section, and I'm just, like, I feel like all sophomore year, I just kind of, like, crumbled under the pressure. I was like, I don't really belong here. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do against these, like, freaks of nature, and all these people are screaming at me. And I think just from being in all these battles these last 2 years of, like, these huge crowds, these, like, crazy teams, it just kind of helps build up your mental strength. So now, like, I miss a shot or I get blown by on defense, it's just kind of, like, whatever. Like, it's not that serious. I've played people.
You've done worse.
I've been in worse situations. I've been embarrassed in front of 200 students. Like, that's nothing anymore. So I think, like, a mental aspect is really, really important, and it just kind of comes with time. You can't really teach it.
Yeah, and we need to be the ones filling out those student sections too, eventually, hopefully.
Yeah,
we need some at-home games, man.
Yeah,
home
games.
For real. Yeah.
This is going to be a good season.
This is going to be the year.
Yeah. Atmosphere. It's all about atmosphere.
Hey,
We don't have any atmosphere, exactly. So come on.
When Harry Priestley goes on the fast break and dunks on, we need everyone there to flip out.
We need Atticus in the night costume.
100% Atticus.
That's what we need.
It's like, yeah, we've seen that.
Has he actually gone to many games like that? I know he did. Did he do
a couple?
I think he did.
He did, like, this volleyball ones,
live
yeah.
stream, I think. He did, like, a live stream on his phone.
Like a TikToker.
That's fire.
Anyway. All right. More funny note. In a three-point competition, which one of you is coming out with the dunk?
Me.
What are you saying?
Me. I think freshman year, it was Simon.
Yep. Sophomore year.
Sophomore year, Simon.
Junior year.
It probably was me. I'm not going to lie. Senior year, 1,010% me. Not even close. And then we step in.
Then
we get in the mid-range. It's over.
Mid-range, I'll give you. Mid-range,
if we shoot 100 shots in the mid-range, I think I'm beating him by 40 shots.
Ooh, not even close.
And three-pointer, I think it's close. I think I still take that.
No.
I think we go 25 shots, I'm winning.
25 shots, you're making like 10.
All right. That's crazy.
You're making 10 at most.
That is crazy. I'm winning by three-pointers at least.
I'm giving Harry Priestley with the hurt finger yesterday a three-point shot before you.
No. I think I'm winning three-pointers against Simon.
No.
Like, easy. I could probably go blindfolded. Mid-range. Mid-range. I could be looking at the other basket and throw it backwards. I'm still winning.
You at the elbow.
Mid-range, 1,000%.
Short corner, you're not hitting those. You don't got that in your bag. Even if you train for 1,000 years, you don't got that in your bag.
Stop.
1,000 years is wild.
I'd say three-pointers are going to be close. I'll give.
Nope.
But I still think it's me.
No.
And then I'm making my own question is the mid-range, because that's also me.
You know we're running this at practice.
All right, we're going to run at practice, and we'll tell you after see that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's going to be me.
All right, so picture this. It's been a hard game. You know, you barely pull through a win. Where are you going for food afterwards?
All right, so it's been B-dubs for the past, like, 4 years, but we need a new spot. I'm tired of Buffalo Wild Wings.
I mean, the problem is, though, like...
It's so cheap and so good.
It's really cheap, really good.
And it's close to the school.
It's close, and, like, Wendy's and, like, all those fast food joints are just kind of, like, bad. So it's, like, you got to have a happy medium of, like... Yeah, not, like... What's the joint right next to school? Is Ichigo Ichi the, like...
That's so expensive.
That's so expensive. It's, like, super good, but it's just so much money where, like, you can't go after
it. The bacon, mac, and cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings, exactly. No matter how many times I have it, it's so good.
Like, we just need something that's, like, cheap so everyone can go and not have to, like, worry, like, about too much money.
There's Davenport's is kind of... It's over there.
After, like, a real good game, we used to go to, what was the place Pierce worked at?
Outback Steakhouse.
And we only did that because Pierce had a discount.
Yeah, we got a discount on that.
You got a discount.
We can't pay for that.
20% off or something.
I think if it's a regular season win, Buffalo, I think it's probably B-dubs. And then if we go playoffs.
It's going to be Outback. Maybe.
Outback probably.
Championship.
We win the championship. Ichigo Ichi. You heard it right now. We're all dropping money on that.
Hell yeah.
I need to sell running
up. Yeah. I got to start saving up because that place is so expensive.
All
right. I mean, I don't have anything else. You good, Ryan?
I mean, yeah. Thank you, boys, for coming on here.
Of course.
Thank you. So great to see you guys.
Hey,
and
just remember, pop out of the basketball games. We're trying to get a lit crowd this year. Like every other year, it's been low-key dead. But this year, we're about to go in. We're about to win. So everyone pop out. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Thank you guys for listening. And
see you next time. Yeah.
Yep.
Do y'all have outro music?
We do.